You are warmly welcome into this portfolio committee meeting. Welcoming you to the fourth quarter. We thank God for having protected us during this difficult period. We are entering this fourth term while we are still at level one, which means that we are still going to observe lockdown regulations. We need to be proactive. We need to be disciplined. We need to do awareness to our communities because we are still expecting the second peak of this pandemic. We're entering to this fourth quarter with a sharp and high tone on issues of economic recovery, which the country is facing. Our physicals are very bad, but if together all of us as South Africans can join hands and try our level best to assist our society by implementing all relevant policies and monitoring our department correctly while doing our oversight without any fear or favor, and respect those Chapter 9 institutions as public reps, I believe we'll overcome even this pandemic, the second pandemic, which is a problem and which we're not happy, most especially ourselves who are women, is the GBV, which we see it as another monster in our society. We suffered and we are suffering the three pandemic which were there, the triple challenge in our country. So because of this COVID-19, which has disrupted us, we are back to zero. So we need to go back to the drawing board. As the portfolio committee, I'm happy up to so far, the way we're operating, I believe we'll continue doing so. During the fourth term, that's where we're going to analyze the performance of the department. We're going to evenly observe or check all the recommendations from the AG. Another thing which I would like us to support is to make sure that the call by the president of dealing with corruption, we need to stick to that. We need to hold our executive accountable. We need to be frank and firm and make sure that the department is there to assist our people. So, again, comrades, we are saddened by the loss of our comrades and we're saying condolences to all our comrades who have passed on during this difficult period across the board. May the families receive comfort from God. It's not by accident or it is not by wisdom that we are still alive, but it is because of the grace of the Lord. So it's high time that we need to be focused in South Africa and make sure that we are moving this country forward. All of us together, we can do more. With these few remarks, you are warmly welcome to this today's meeting and where we are going to deal with the program of the fourth term, as well as consideration and adoption of the third term committee meeting minutes. With these few words, you are warmly welcome, honorable members. The second item in our agenda is roll call and apologies. I will request King to take us through. King.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, good morning, honorable members and colleagues. Welcoming you back into our fourth term period. Chairperson, I received the apology of the minister, also the apology of the deputy minister, And then I also received the apology from our members. It's an apology of Honorable Kruger, who indicated that there'll be a shutdown of electricity in his area in Witbank. And also I've got an apology of Honorable Zungula, who said he had some commitment which might end up at 12 o'clock. So those are the apologies that I received, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Members. Here we are, we've got four apologies and they are in black and white. Can we accept the apologies? Honorable Members, can you accept the four apologies?
Yes, Chairperson, that's Mieni. We do ask that.
Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Mieni. The next item is adoption of the agenda. Can I have the mover of this agenda, Honorable Members?
Yes, Chair. Chair? Hello, Chair?
Yes,
Kamala. Yes, Chair. Thank you. Good morning, Chair and Honorable Members. I do move for adoption of the agenda.
There is a mover. Any seconder? Honorable Members? Honorable Members, can I have a seconder? Honorable Somelan has moved for adoption of the
I second the adoption.
Thank you, Whip. In that order, can we be taken through on the next item, which is consideration of the fourth term committee program? King and Spoo, I don't know who's going to take us through between the two of you.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think we'll share with Mr. Kumete on where there's an emphasis needed. So, Chairperson, firstly, our program is starting today. We'll be dealing with the term program and the minutes of the two past terms. And then on the 14th, I believe that the members can see the screen, eh? Is that so? Then next week, the 14th of October, Chairperson will be looking at a briefing on CEDAR's District Development Ecosystem Model. I think members can remember that CEDAR has been talking about this model, and then ultimately the committee that it will request CEDAR to come and brief the committee on this model. So now we've scheduled that for the 14th of October. And then on the 21st, out of the resolution where we were discussing the microfinance, where we invited Mr. John to brief the committee, there was a call that how about inviting the Association of Microfinance. So now it is then, that's the reason that we've put that one where we'll be inviting the Development Finance Association to brief the committee on challenges in working with enterprises and its response to COVID-19 pandemic. Then the next one, it will then be looking at the market access opportunities during and after this COVID pandemic period. Then on the 4th of November, Chairperson will be looking at the 2020-21 quarter two performance report of the department, and then looking also at the action plan of the findings of the Auditor General and their recommendations. Then on the 11th of November, as we know that in our fourth term period, it is when the committees are also preparing the budget review and recommendations reports. So now, which is formed by the annual performance of the departments for 19-20 financial year. So now, because they've been given some extension from the National Treasury, which then we'll not be able to do it within before the medium-term budget statement. So now that is why we've shifted it to November. And number two, we've also been advised that because it might be late, the committees can continue using the quarterly report in developing the budget review and the convention report. So now we'll be doing that. But at the same time, there are issues where they felt that the committee needs to find out clearly, especially from the Department of Public Service and Administration, whereby there was still an outstanding matter on finalizing the structure of the department. So hence the committee will get a briefing from the Public Service and Administration Department on the strategic plan and the structure of the department. And also, which goes hand in hand with the Department of Planning, whereby those outstanding issues will be dealt with on the 11th of November. Then, Jefferson, we also need to get there's an outstanding matter from the AG, irrespective of the performance of the department. You remember that there was still an outstanding matter whereby the AG was to conduct a forensic investigation, and the department was also involved in that. So it is because of those reasons that the Auditor General also will be requested to come and brief the committee on the on the outcomes of those investigations. Then on the 11th of November, if the department will be ready by that time with their annual performance reports, then we'll get those briefing, and then we'll develop a budget review and recommendations report, which will be considered and adopted on the 25th of November. So this is the proposed program, Chairperson and Honorable Members of the Small Business Development Portfolio Committee. I can give it to Mr. Kumete to put emphasis where maybe I've left.
Okay, Mr. Gumede, can you take us through if ever there are any gaps?
Morning, honorable members. No, Brakeem, I think you have covered me 100%, except to say that with the emphasis on the BRRR, it will be done differently this time around. We'll use quarterly reports, quarter one to quarter four. So Mr. Gunene will circulate that to the members of the portfolio committee just for the members to remind themselves of the issues that came out of these quarterly reports, because they will basically be used to form the BRRR report. On my part as well, I will also extract those issues that needs a follow-up perhaps from the department, because when we do the BRRR, we'll have to raise those particular issues. I will circulate that information in due course. But otherwise, Brakeem, I think we have covered me 100%. Thank you.
Thank you, Smu. Honorable members, deliberation is item 5. Can we request them to present minutes for consideration and adoption? Minutes of the third term. King?
Chairperson?
Yes.
I think maybe we can finalize the program and then move to the minutes. If we would
move
that the members adopt the program,
or all right,
there any input that you'll do. If we are done with the program, then we'll move to minutes.
Okay. Apology to honorable members, because we should have indicated it as such, but I think it is in order. I thought we'll adopt them both, but I'm taking your advice. Honorable members, the program has been presented before us. Can I get comments from you, honorable members? if ever you feel there is anything which might be included during this fourth quarter. Over to you. You will assist me, Bra King, by identifying hands from honorable members, because why I'm seated, I can't see.
Yes, there's a hand from Honorable Jacobs.
Okay. Is he the only one?
The other one, I'm still checking because it says the second one, but I haven't seen who he is.
Thank you, Chief. Can I proceed?
Yes, you can input WIP, please.
Thank you, Chair, and again, greetings to all the members and of the Portfolio Committee. I also just want to support the program as outlined by the officials of the Portfolio Committee. I think it's a good program. It does deal with some of the outstanding issues that we need to cover. I think for us, the key thing is oversight and increased accountability, especially on the expenditure to date and performance of the department to date. So the program will be able to cover that. One addition that I think would be useful, Chair, and maybe the committee can consider it, is the township, the Gauteng Township Economic Development Bill. I think it has been in the news over the last week or two, and I think it's a very good bill that we certainly as the National Parliament must consider. So I would like to formally recommend that we as a portfolio get our colleagues and officials from Gauteng to come and make a submission on the bill and its implications, not only for Gauteng, and also look at exploring a similar bill. Remember, we also have as one of our targets for the department that it must develop a national bill. So that's one addition that I'd like to add to this quarter's program. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Any other hands? None. Any other hands, honorable members? If there's no hands, what I can add is to request that we be furnished with the information on time. It will allow members to participate, more especially on the B-triple-R, because that's where we need to put our emphasis on. So I will request that we be furnished with the documents so that members are able to peruse them on time. That's my humble appeal. But all in all, I support Honorable Jacobs on the Gauteng Township Bill to invite them and come and brief us on that particular bill so that we can take it forward, because the bill seeks to address all critical issues which cut across the country. So I think it's a good suggestion. With those inputs, can I have a mover for the adoption of the program? Honorable members.
Yes,
Honorable Somelang, you are moving.
Thank you. Yes, I'm moving for the adoption with the addition that has been made by Honorable Jacobs.
Thank you. Any seconder, honorable members?
Honorable Chair, that's me.
Yes.
I do second.
Thank you. Thank you so much. The program is duly adopted. Then can we move to the next item, which is consideration and adoption of third term committee minutes. King, can you take us through, please? King, are we together? Are we still together?
Sorry, I was talking, not seeing that I've muted. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm saying, Teperson, I'm trying to beam the minutes as per program to follow the order that has been done. So we'll start with the minutes of the 28th of April.
Okay.
So the minutes of the 28th of April, which was a briefing on progress and implementation update on COVID-19 response. So remember that this was the joint meeting between the portfolio committee and the select committee. So what maybe one can emphasize is that we do have an opening apologies and then the briefing of the implementation and the update of the COVID-19 response program by the department. And then on deliberation, generally members accepted the presentations and then they acknowledge what the department was doing. So I'll be more much on the resolutions that were taken. That after the deliberation, the committee resolved that the department must continuously brief the committee regarding progress in dispensing COVID-19 relief measures to small enterprises. To small enterprise finance agency was requested to submit or furnish the committee with the breakdown of applications and approval processed in assisting enterprises. 5.3, the committee was to strengthen collaboration with SALGA, or advise that they strengthen collaboration with SALGA with a view to assisting informal traders, hawkers, and spaza shop. And then forward, members should also encourage small enterprises within their constituencies to register their businesses in municipalities for trading permits and licenses. So that was the gist of the matter of those minutes, Chair.
Okay. Honorable members, can I have your bite, those who are present? Is this the true reflection of the minutes or deliberation held on the 28th April 2020 for adoption?
Chairperson, Honorable Jacobs sends us up.
Okay. Honorable Jacobs.
Thank you, Chair. I think it does cover the gist of our discussion, so I move for the adoption of the minutes.
There is a mover, honorable members. Any seconder?
Honorable April is here. Colonel Shepherdson, I second that it is indeed a true reflection.
Thank you, honorable April. The minutes have been duly adopted. Second set of minutes.
Chairperson, the second set of minutes are of the 13th of May.
Okay.
It was also,
can you take us through?
It was still the joint meeting between the portfolio committee and the select committee, where we're dealing with the briefing by the department on vote 36. Remember that it was when there was an amendment that were to be made. So then the department had to take the committee on the impact on the amendments that were made on the, what you call it, on the, that was done by the treasurer. I just forgot the name.
Appropriation.
On appropriation, yes. Amended appropriation. Now I remember, Jacob, they said I must not use amended. They say, what was the term that Mr. Kruger was talking about? So now the department was informing the committee that there had been the appro- appropriation, and there have been amendments, and then which then has to be put into the amended budget vote of the Department of Small Business and Development Vote number 36. So now all the deliberation that the resolution were then taken into the amended report of the budget vote of the 2020 chair. That's the indication that there was this briefing, and then the deliberations and the resolutions were in the report, which then was adopted by the committee.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Honorable members, here our minutes. Can I hear you saying something so that we adopt the minutes as a true reflection?
I see the hands of Honorable April.
And Honorable April?
The hand of Honorable Jacobs.
Honorable April?
Thank you very much. Thank you, Chairperson. Yeah, my recollection of the meeting, the minutes confirmed the same.
Thank you. So we move for the adoption. Honorable Jacobs?
Thank you, Chair. I also support the adoption of the second adoption of the minutes.
Thank you. The minutes duly adopted. The third set.
The third set, Chairperson, it is the meeting of the
20th.
Mr. Hendricks, can you please mute your mic? Or the minutes of the 21st of May, Chairperson, it was briefing on Small Enterprise Finance Agency 2020-25 strategic plans and of the 2021 annual performance and budget. And then what came out there, it was also deliberated. The committee was briefed, and then the resolution and the deliberations were also going to be infected in the budget vote report. So this is just that the briefing took place on the 2025 strategic plan and on the 2021 annual performance plan. So this is the short version of the meeting, and the report was also incorporated into the budget vote, that the members had adopted, Chairperson.
Thank you. Honorable members, can I ask a mover for the adoption of the minutes, those who were present, whether this is a true reflection of what transpired on the 21st May 2020.
Honorable Hendricks, move.
Honorable April moves, yes. Any seconder? Honorable members?
Honorable Hendricks, second.
Honorable Hendricks, second. Thank you, Lars Born. The minutes are duly adopted. The first set.
The fourth set, Chairperson, it is the minutes of the 29th of May.
Okay. Proceed.
Yes. It was the consideration and adoption of 2020 budget vote report for small business development, where then Mr. Sposisa took the committee through on the budget vote report, and then it was also then adopted, members adopted the budget vote report with the exception of the economic freedom fight, which wanted to note their rejection of the report.
Thank you. Honorable members, can you adopt the minutes as the true reflection of what transpired on the 29th of May 2020. Honorable members, can I have a mover, please?
Honorable Hendricks.
Honorable Hendricks, move for the adoption. Any seconder?
Honorable April is here. Chair, I was just worried that other members might not be in the meeting anymore because it's just the same people that is all the time accepting the talking here.
Yeah, you King must check whether they're still alive. They might be dead. We may say we are moving with them. Meanwhile, they've been cut off. So it's critical to check with them. The meeting has been duly adopted. And then the fifth set.
It is the minutes of the 3rd of June.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This was the meeting, which was the joint meeting with the select committee. Where then the committee was receiving the main objective of the meeting, it was the interventions on SMMEs for COVID-19, where we requested the department to come and brief the committee on the interventions that were done, and then the department briefed the committee on the COVID-19 response interventions, which were led by the Deputy Minister. And then on the outcome of the meeting that we considered most was that on the 21,401 incomplete application, 60% that were referred to SIDA for assistance, and how many of those have reapplied and qualified for assistance. And then there was a clarification needed on the guarantee on the microfinance institutions. And then in resolving this, the resolution that were taken, it was then that the committee resolved that briefing, the committee resolved to have a follow-up briefing with the department, SIDA and SIFA, wherein an update on the following issues will be presented: the qualification of the SMME debt relief, update on spaza shop support, update on the provincial allocation of graduates, extension of new windows for RFIs, updated list of sectors which were normally automotive, bakery, informal clothing, general workers, and professional businesses. So those were the issues that were raised during this meeting.
Thank you, honorable members. Here are the minutes. Is it the true reflection of what transpired on the 3rd of June 2020? Can I have a mover for the adoption?
I move for the adoption of the minutes as a true reflection of what happened on that day.
Thank you, honorable April. Any seconder?
I do second the chairperson. That's honorable Mieni.
Thank you, honorable Mieni. You are still alive. I am happy. The next set, minutes are duly adopted. The sixth set.
Yes, chairperson. It is the minutes of the 5th of June. 2020, where the committee was being briefed on the 2025 strategic plan and 2021 annual performance plan and the budget of SIDA. And then what came out there, it was the...
Can you request the honorable members or officials to mute? It's disturbing. There is a lot of noise. The background is a problem. Can we all mute, please? Proceed.
So it was the delegation that was led by Deputy Minister, and SIDA made their deliberations on the 2021 annual performance plan. And then the deliberations were more on the concern that were raised was that the geographic footprints of CEDA, which is more concentrated on the urban and areas than there was a concern on the rural and peri-urban areas. Also, it was also seen a position of the department, CEDA and CIFA, which were on acting capacities. The committee also noted that some municipalities' bylaws hinder the work of informal traders. It was also the strategy in assisting existing enterprises post-COVID-19, progress or outcome on the pitch for funding programs, strategic plan for assisting cooperatives, recovery plan in funding them, and strategic plan to access funding and market, especially sole proprietors, and a response of CEDA on the recommendation of 2012 research report. Then the resolution was that the committee resolved that CEDA should consider making use of political constituent offices in ensuring its footprints, and that CEDA should finish the committee with a strategy for district-based ecosystem model. So I should think that is where the item for the 14th of October comes from, where CEDA would be making that presentation on the district-based ecosystem model. So these are the minutes, Chairperson.
Thank you. Can I have a mover from honorable members for the adoption?
Honorable Hendricks.
Honorable Hendricks moves. Any second?
And I second Honorable Jacobs.
Thank you, Honorable Jacobs. Can the minutes are duly adopted? Can we move to the next set, which is the seventh set?
Chairperson, the next set of minutes is of the 17th of June, where we were getting a briefing on the 2019-20 quarter four performance report by the Department of Small Business Development. The department briefed the committee on their performance of the fourth quarter 19-20, and then the deliberations, it was more concerned on the location and functioning of the product markets the department has reported on, the implementation of cooperative incentive scheme and the registration of cooperatives, progress on the finalization of department structure, which have an impact on having all senior position in the department being on acting capacity. And the committee was keen to know when will this position be filled and the finalization of the structure. The committee also noted that the municipalities the department is working in the implementation of red tape reduction and wanted to find out the progress and status of the draft revised Small Business Act, as well as the draft Ombudsman Service Bill. Then on the resolutions, it was that as per the department's recommendation, the committee adopted the 2019-20 quarter four performance report. The list of municipalities and guideline for implementation of red tape reduction list of market products, digital hubs, and their location to be forwarded to the committee as per the department's commitment. The department should inform the committee on progress with bills and reviewed acts, and also proposed amendments in the regulation for supporting cooperatives. So these are the minutes, Chairperson.
Thank you. honorable members, can I have a mover for the adoption of the minutes of the 17th of June 2020?
Honorable Mieni, move and second.
Thank you, Honorable Mieni. Any seconder?
Second, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Somela. Next set of minutes, King, which is the eighth set.
Yes, Chairperson. We are going to the minutes of the 24th of June, which was the 2019-20 quarter four performance report by CIFA. CIDA and CIFA. Members were present there. As you can see them. And then the committee got the presentation of the 2019-20 Small Enterprise Development Agency quarter four performance report. And then the delegation was being led by the acting DG, which is Lindiwe Mkhumane. And then basically, it was what I can say with the CIDA. It was also led by the Dr. Ndlovu, who is the chairperson. The presentation outlined their compliance and governance, performance report, program, human resource, financial report, risk management, and in conclusion. So the summary of their performance was that out of 32 strategic indicators, the organization achieved 28 indicators, which were 87.5%. And then the remainder of four, which is 12.5, which were not achieved. So also showed the strategic indicators that were not achieved, which was a number of cooperatives assisted with access to finance, number of clients supported through National Gazelle, number of SMMEs graduated from incubation, and number of diagnosis assessment conducted on clients' business. So, and then CIFA also made their presentation, which was led by the chairperson of the CIDA board, which then showed the targets and the achievement, firstly on the approval, which they achieved is 637 million. And then with the disbursement of 295 million. And then on jobs, they achieved 1867 million, which they had 101%. And then on the number of SMMEs, they were at 69%. With the breakdown of youth, rural, women, blacks, enterprises, township, and with the people with disabilities. Their presentation also showed their financial perspective, internal business processes. And then on the resolutions that were on deliberations, the committee raised the concern on the first on CIDA, with the committee was concerned on the footprints of CIDA also, which is very limited in rural areas. The implementation strategy of assisting existing small enterprises from 2014, and then the strategy of implementing district-based ecosystem, progress on curbing vacancy rate, which has an impact on having most people on acting positions, professionalization of business advisors, and poor performance in assisting cooperatives. Then on CIFA, the committee was more concerned on the CIFA strategy of assisting small enterprises post-COVID period and the new ventures for 2020-21. The role of CIFA on Treasury Guarantee Scheme, progress and the role of CIFA in the implementation of Small Business Innovation Fund, and CIFA strategy in curbing mortality rate of small enterprises. Those were the concerns which were raised by the committee. And then on resolutions that were taken, it was resolved that CIDA should finish the committee with progress made on the state of clients supported since 2014. CIDA to brief the committee on its turnaround strategy for COVID-19 pandemic, a plan of improving its footprints, and a plan of online platform for training and marketing, and also on district-based ecosystem. On CIFA, it was CIFA should finish the committee with a strategy for impairments and its microfinance model. And then on the department should inform the committee on the outcome of merger or development on a new agency once the study is finished. So these are the gist of the minutes of the committee.
Thank you. Honorable members, here we are. Can I have move for the adoption of the minutes of the 24th of June?
Chair,
Honorable Famelani.
I do move for the adoption as a true reflection of what transpired on that day.
Thank you, Honorable Famelani. Any second, Honorable Members? Honorable Mayeni, can you second?
I am here to support.
Okay, thank you. It's Honorable April.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, baby. Can we move to the next set of minutes, King?
Yes, Chair. We are moving to the minutes of 15 July.
Can you repeat again?
We are moving to the minutes of the 15th of July 2020.
Okay.
So it was a joint meeting between the portfolio committee and the select committee, and it was the briefing by the Department of Small Business Development, CIFA and CEDA on supplementary adjustments budget. So, the department...
Sorry, I didn't see my name there. Can you please just scroll back up again?
Okay. Members were present.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You are there.
Honorable was there.
Proceed.
Okay. Okay. The presentation made by the department, agency, and both agencies. And then the plan on the following program was that the program one, okay, the presentation made by the department focused on medium-term strategic framework, which is 2019-2024, revised 22-25 strategic plan, and annual performance plan with the following, that the amendments were in the following programs. Program one, that is on administration. Program two, sector policy and research. Program three, it was on integrated cooperative development. And program four, it was on enterprise development and entrepreneurship. So, shortly, the committee made the deliberation, and it was in the report that was in the budget vote that was adopted by the committee. So just the reflection of there was this meeting, and the department and entities did make a presentation on the adjusted budget.
Thank you. Honorable members, can I have a mover for the adoption of the minutes of the 15th?
Okay, I move for the adoption.
Thank you, Honorable Jacobs. Any seconder?
Honorable,
thank you, Honorable Strain. Can you move to the next set?
The next one, it is the minutes of 16 July. Uh-huh. Where it was consideration and adoption of 2020 budget vote amendments and consideration and adoption of the third term program. These are the members who were present. Mr. Mieni had an apology. Mr. Sposito Kumete made a presentation on adjustment budget report to vote 36. And then the president also concentrated on the amendments, e.g. performance indicators and budgets as presented by the departments and entities. The adjustments were in response to the minister's finance tabling on the revised budget in parliament on 24 June 2020. The report was more on the introduction background, implication of the COVID-19 pandemic on the department, and brief evaluation on the February 2020 budget, analysis of adjusted budget, and observation and the recommendations. So in brief, what we can say is that the budget was reduced to 67 million. Was reduced by 67 million from 2.4 billion in February, which was appropriated in February, to 2.3 billion during the adjusted period. And then programs that were affected, the four programs that were affected is program one, which is administration, and were given 1.9 million with the net reduction of 6.4 to 122 million. Program two, which is sector policy research, was reduced by 8 million to 19 million. Program three, integrated cooperative development, was allocation of 140 million was trimmed by 30 million down to 110 million. And then program four on enterprise development and entrepreneurship was mainly reprioritized for COVID-19 interventions. So those was more on the amendments that were made.
Can we all mute, because we don't want to hear those other conversation or in our background, please. Proceed, King.
So other programs of the department and entities that were affected by reprioritization. It was the National Cazal Program, which lost 30 million. The Black Business Supplier Development Program lost 270 million. National Informal Upliftment Business Strategy suffered a loss of 70 million. Cooperative Incentive Scheme lost 23.5 million. Those were the changes that were made. And then at the end of it, all members of the committee were receptive to the report. They took turns to air their views, and then it was accordingly adopted subject to amendment as suggested by members during deliberation. However, it was also noted that the Economic Freedom Fighters rejected the report, while the Democratic Alliance reserved its position on the report. That was the budget vote report, or amended budget vote report. And then the next item was the concerning adoption of the term program, which was presented and adopted by members. On resolutions, the committee resolved that it will closely monitor the department's filling of vacant posts, as this has direct implication on the budget. The department also must take responsibility for the country's poor showing in annual ease of doing business index. It must develop a plan of action and propose measures to improve the country's standing. Lastly, the number of incubators to be invited to appear before the committee must be increased from 3 to 5, while representation from at least 5 provinces. Remember, it was on deliberation that the committee wanted to invite all the incubators to make the presentation to get their state of progress. So these are the minutes, chairperson, of the 16th of July 2020.
Thank you, honourable members. Can I? We have a mover for the adoption of the minutes.
There's a
intend to move.
Honorable Babalwa.
Thank you, Honorable Dumelang. Any seconder? Any seconder, Honorable Member?
There's a
Honorable Hendrik.
There's a hand from Honorable Babalwa Makuleni.
Okay. Honorable Babalwa, you are seconding.
I'm telling to move, ma'am.
Okay.
Are you seconding, Honorable? Hello?
Hello, ma'am.
Honorable Babalwa?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Are you seconding?
Who moved? I was telling to move, yes.
Somebody moved, this Honorable Dume. Okay, you moved. Any seconder? Honorable members?
Honorable Hendricks?
Honorable Hendricks, second. Thank you. Honorable, we are now moving to the next set of minutes. Minutes of the 11th set.
Yes, Chair, we are moving to.
Yes, proceed.
We are moving to the minutes of 19th August. 19th August, which was the meeting by the Cooperative Banks Development Agency. And the submission by the Congress of South African Trade Union for plans on small business enterprises amid and post COVID-19 pandemic. So these are the members who were present. And Honorable April Rice was present. the apologies were the minister and the deputy minister, and then the briefing, which was more on the role of mandate and role of Corporate Banks Development Agency. Then the briefing was on the proposed plans for small enterprises amid post-COVID-19 pandemic by the COSATU. And then the cooperative bank made their presentation, which outlined their mandate, function, and sector overview, services offered, and innovative solution implemented during the lockdown period. 3.2, Mr. Matthew Parks, Parliament Coordinator, made a presentation on the support of the government, or acknowledge the support of the 200 billion rand loan guarantee scheme to small enterprises. Then he further outlined its concern with the scheme and the COSATU's proposal, and it gave the conclusion. On deliberation, the concern that were raised by the committee on the CBDA was the function of the CBDA and sector prioritize, as well as training offered to cooperatives, the engagement of CBDA, C5C, especially on marketing itself and on rejected application for assistance and training. On COSATU, it was to find out whether calculation have been made on the total wage bill for employees per annum. And then in response to some of the questions, CBDA said it was in discussion with CIFA for developing a fund for loans and further promotion of services offered. And then also resolved that further engagement should be pursued between CPDA, CEDA, and CIFA, while CPDA should work out its application forms and with the elimination of red tape. Two, CPDA should enhance its scope and not only concentrate on agricultural cooperatives. Also finished the committee on with information on training offered, progress of CFIs, and criteria in offering assistance. Then on the National Treasury should update the Committee on Loan Guarantee Scheme and also Banking Association in, on progress made in the implementation of the scheme. So those are the minutes for the 19th August 2020, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you, Braking. Honorable members, can I have a mover for the adoption of the minutes of the 19th of August?
I move for the adoption of the minutes of the 19th, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable April. Any second?
I second the Chairperson, Honorable Jacobs.
Thank you, Honorable Jacobs. The minutes are duly adopted. Can we have the next set, King?
The next set, Chairperson, it is of the 25th of August, which was the briefing by National Treasury on the on COVID-19 Loan Guarantee Scheme, briefing by Banking Association on the same matter, COVID-19 Loan Guarantee Scheme, briefing by Business Partners on progress report in response to COVID-19 epidemic, with special focus on Suguma Relief Program, and then and briefing by the Small Enterprise Foundation, SEF, on
our honorable members and our officials, can we mute all of us, please, so that the sound is clear to all of us? Then, Abid, proceed, Braking.
Yes. Thank you, Chair. Members who are present as per list there. Honorable April, he was on time on that meeting.
Yes.
Then we received briefing on the COVID-19 Loan Guarantee Scheme by National Treasury, which was led by Ismail Momaniat, which is the Deputy Director. Also, we received a briefing by Banking Association, which was led by Ms. Bongiwe, the Managing Director for Banking Association. And then we received a briefing by Business Partners, which was led by Mr. Ben Birman, on their focus of a response to COVID-19 epidemic. And then Mr. David Marobe, Executive Direct Manager, made a presentation more on the Suguma Relief Program. Then we also received a briefing from SEF, which was done by Mr. John Tivet, which is the Managing Director of SEF. On what came out after the deliberation as the concern of the committee on the National Treasury was that lesson learned in assisting small enterprises amid COVID-19 pandemic and small number of businesses assisted. They were concerned about the number of businesses assisted. They were also concerned with mismatch of numbers of businesses assisted between the National Treasury and the Banking Association. On Banking Association, it was the use of credit profiles of defaulters prior COVID-19, whether will it be used to approve or decline application for assistance, what informed the amount of 67 billion reserved for enterprises, the duration of the current relief measures, and whether clients are informed or aware of such measures, what are banks doing with rejected applications, repossession and economic recovery measures, the use of only 7% of the 200 billion called by the president for small enterprises. Then on Business Partners, the concern that was raised was the target market for Business Partners and in assistance to businesses in the rural areas, business owned by women and youth, and the implementation of transformation agenda, and also the equity financing. And also whether the committee can be finished with an information of relief fund beneficiaries. On SEF, the concern was the location SEF, and the interest rate given to beneficiaries. After liberation, the resolution was that the committee resolved that the National Treasurer, together with PASA, should increase the speed of assisting small enterprises amid and plan for post-COVID-19 pandemic in enhancing economic recovery, in making use of the amount solicited by the President for small enterprises. Moreover, the Reserve Bank should influence banks in fulfilling the implementation of the relief fund and show more commitment to SEF's finding on working and challenges with SEFA should be investigated and addressed in an effort of mending relationships. More engagement should be pursued with Development Microfinance Association. Further engagement should be pursued between the committee and National Treasurer and the Banking Association in a joint sitting with other financial portfolio committees and economic cluster. National Treasurer should update the committee on loan guarantee scheme and also Banking Association on progress made in the implementation of the scheme. So those are the minutes, Chairperson, of the 26th of August, 2020. Which then...
Thank you, Brakin. Honorable members, here are the minutes. Can I have a mover for the adoption of the minutes as a true reflection of what transpired on the 26th of August, 2020? Honorable members? Any mover for the adoption of the minutes, honorable members?
Can I raise my hand as a standing mover? The one who always moves.
Who always I think it's going to be better, my son. Honorable April. Any second?
I do second, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Omelan. Thank you. King, can you move to the next set?
Yes, Chairperson. It's a pity that it is the last set of minutes, so I don't know whether Honorable April will be standing for other minutes.
All right, I'll give someone else, King.
This is the can see members that had the last set of minutes of our last meeting, which was on the 2nd of September, 2020. It was the briefing on 2020-21 performance report by SEFA, CEDA, and the department. So these are the members who were present. Honorable Mieni did not have a network in that day. Okay. Then the committee received the briefing on the quarter one performance report of the Department 20 for the year 2020-2021, which was led by the Deputy Minister, the delegation. And then as per the loan, which showed that on administration it achieved output were 8, target was 7, achieved 3, 4, so it was 57%. Non-sector market development achieved at 64%, enterprise development at 2%, development finance was at 1%, and then total performance was at 38%. Remember, all the talking about the impact of COVID. CEDA, which was led by Dr. Ndlovu, and then they are in summary in quarter one. CEDA has 24 indicators under review, and they achieved 12 indicators, which reflected 12% of their performance, and all it has contributed to the lockdown. And then thirdly, it was the presentation by SIFA, which showed that it performed at 92% on approvals, 81% on disbursement, 132% on number of SMMEs, 123% on jobs facilitated, 36% on assisting the youth businesses, 70% on rural areas, 86% on business owned by women, 92% on business owned by blacks, 28% on townships, and 6% assisting people with disabilities. They were led by the chairperson, Mr. Mahosi. And then on the resolutions, after deliberation, the committee resolved as follows. Both entities should ensure that funds allocated for programs are used optimally, and plans for catching up in quarter two should be implemented as planned. Market strategies and visibility should be strengthened, and also assistance to people with disabilities, youth entrepreneurs, as well as the economy. Developmental approach should be considered in creating strategies for marketing and visibility. SEDA should be given a slot as requested to brief the Committee on Development Ecosystem District Model, and the implementation of the model should be countrywide. I think this one is what is the program for next week, Chairperson. Both the department and entities were encouraged to make use of parliamentary constituency offices for marketing purposes, and also explore the use of veteran association to reach for people with disabilities, as it has been indicated as an underachievement. The department will ensure that an audit committee is functional so that audit queries can be minimized. Appointment of director has been a long-standing issue. Appointment of the director general has been indicated that it is on track and it should be finalized. So these are the minutes, Chair, of the 2nd of September 2020.
Thank you. Honorable members, can I have a mover for the adoption of the minutes? Honorable April, Honorable Somelani, yes.
At the end of Honorable
Chairperson.
Yes. Honorable Babala.
How do you move now? Because I lifted up my hand.
He lifted your hand. They must assist me because I can't view those hands. Can we hear from you?
Yes, I stand to move for the minutes.
Yes. You are moving for the adoption of the minutes. Any second, honorable members, honorable Pamelani, second.
I think we can hear, Chair.
Thank you, honorable members. Honorable members, according to our agenda, this was our last item. And then before we close, my remarks will be to appreciate the members. If you are a parent, if your children are doing good, you must applaud them. When I check the register, the register shows commitment from all members of the portfolio committee, and I want to applaud all of us and say to you, I really appreciate, honorable members. Let's proceed working harder than we are doing. I believe we'll try to take this department to its level. To say this to Smu and King, because although they have extended the submission of the BRRR, Smu, you said that you are going to extract certain issues. I think you will go through all those minutes and check those issues which are supposed to be extracted so that we make some follow-ups before that particular day of presentation by the department. That will assist us because there are a lot of issues, although as King, you were saying, during next week's meeting, this is what we're going to hear. And if we can be assisted by your good selves on those issues, because they will be coming, we are doing some follow-ups to make sure that issues which were raised during those deliberations are being taken on board. We'll really appreciate. But all in all, I want to thank honorable members for your commitment and discipline and continue sanitizing, social distancing, as this pandemic is still with us. With these few remarks, the meeting is officially closed. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Chairman.
Thank you, Chair. Greetings,
thank
everybody.
You. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much. Keep well. You can see the one on me na. Say second. Go. Man, one of them can make chile na win.
Yeah, na swa na ko. Yeah, na kengo na muncha na swa na.
Nirko monismi na. So you must know that.
Oh, okay. I've been asked to present in a form. Kunimini ka form tata one time.
Yeah. Mentani ka ngwe form mbuya ka ya bana ba mme.